2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We gossip $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We gossip $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHF 09083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU01-10-764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO53896, MSRP 30895, PF695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spa.
Winning.
Dancing.
Winning.
Or at the sports court.
Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner. Learn more at TunicaTravel.com.
Now, it's Jason and John, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios on Memphis' Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get some money, they playing. I told her, take this plan, B, and stop playing. I'm tired of buying jewelry, finna buy some land. They still trying to figure out who I be. Pillow talking to these, they say money talk, put diamonds in my teeth. I be Louis down with Jordans on my feet. Messed up in your
Let's go.
Like
you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Thursday to you, even happier now. As we've said, we can stop speculating and start breaking down the NBA draft. The first round's in the books. Second round to resume this afternoon. But the big news, put emphasis on the big. Zach Edey, come on down. We know all about you, big man. Two-time National Player of the Year. Absolute stud college basketball player. And a need was addressed last night by the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll talk about it. I think we know from if you were on X last night and followed my man John Martin, you know how he feels about Zach Edey. Come on down. Did the Grizz try to move up? There were certainly some indications of that. Wasn't just a Jake Fisher. Saw it from Woj as well as Donovan Clingan dropped. But we're going to talk a lot of Zach Edey, obviously, today. His fit with the Grizzlies. We'll talk all things NBA draft. I thought, I was just telling John off air, what Minnesota did in that trade with San Antonio was certainly eyebrow-raising as well as we look to see where the Grizzlies fit in the future of the Western Conference. Minnesota kind of going all in. And finally, to finish off my monologue, John, Memphis football has an offensive rating on EA Sports College Football 25. That's something to get excited about because I think you'll like where they're at. I'm gonna let you don't know, do you?
I do not know.
I'll let you take a stab at it. I feel like I've already fed you some information in terms of the SP Plus rankings and those kinds of things. But
right.
How about that? College football's back.
Yep.
And Memphis's offense is making headlines.
How about that? It's a good time.
The expectations for it.
It's a good summer. Good summer so far in Memphis. Yeah, what a night last night. dramatic. Very dramatic, you would say, if you were following along there on social media. You know, the draft is interesting because, like, no longer, at least for me, it wasn't like I was sitting there watching the broadcast as much as I kind of just had it on.
Okay.
I had it on, but I was on Twitter. You know, like.
I saw you.
It was like
very active.
I was like just waiting for the news there, as opposed to. Although I will say, I did not spoil the Grizz pick. I did catch that one raw and live. I did not know what was happening.
Okay, good.
In that one, but all the rest of them, I was just like scrolling because they were like trade. You were wondering about the trades and things like that.
Yes.
Like, you know, so I was just scrolling there because you kind of feel like the broadcast will not get to that in real time if there is a trade. You know, so that's. That's kind of the part that I was like waiting on and trying to see. So it was interesting in terms of the viewing experience.
Experience.
Pretty disjointed, I would say, for me. Were you on social? Were you
not as much as you? Yeah. And you see, I kept my takes to zero.
You did.
You know, I let you have at it. I figured I'd save mine So, again, it wouldn't just be an echo chamber, because I think a lot of us are saying, you know, some of the same things about Zach Edey and the fit. Let's be real. We had talked about Zach Edey and the fit for a while. I think just about every NBA person we had on, mm-hmm. because of we knew about the multiple, the mutual interest between the two, the Grizzlies and Edey, everything else. The only question was, would you take them at nine? You know, but we had talked so much about it, about Zach Edey, that I figured, you know, half of what these what folks are tweeting. Now, John, I'm not including you because you're always unique and special. But half of what folks are tweeting is about the same thing, right? Because we've talked about Edey and the fit with the Grizzlies, it feels like, for weeks.
Right, right. I laid out. Right, you either like it or you don't like
it,
right?
And to answer your question, I did most of my experience on the television, yes.
Gotcha.
But like you said, I'm behind.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing,
right,
as Jake Fisher's tweeting, and obviously Woj had talked about the Grizzlies moving up. I'm not seeing it in real time. I'm playing catch-up. That's what you risk when you do. You do the TV experience.
But that's all right. It's okay. There's the whole world out there, not on the internet.
Who was hosting?
It was Malika. It was Malika, Richard Jefferson, Jay Billis.
Okay, I was on ABC, I guess. That's where they had Cal coming on, and
I mean,
Yeah.
I guess he had two broadcasts.
And it was the Philly guy. It was the ESPN. I can't think of him right now.
The Gandhi.
Yeah, yeah. He was on it.
Yep.
And so, I was watching kind of Crew B then.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's where I ended up watching it on ABC.
But listen, there's more than just the Grizzlies to discuss here.
Absolutely.
There were other picks that I liked. There were winners. There were losers. We'll touch on that. Drew Hill going to join us around 11:35 or
perfect
so.
Perfect day for it.
So we'll talk to him about what the Grizzlies did in drafting Zach Edey. And then Jeff Calkins will join us at 1:25. We'll have the same discussion with him. But also, Memphis hired an athletic director. And he wrote about that athletic director today. And Ed Scott, he'll be introduced tomorrow during the show at noon. I don't think we'll carry it live or anything, but we'll, you know, definitely keep you updated on anything interesting that he makes. Because I'm interested. I'm interested in his remarks.
Of course you are.
You know,
we all are.
Not just like, oh, I'm excited to be a tight. Nah, bro, like, what is up? You know what I mean?
Well, he's John.
What is up?
Yeah, well, you want him to lock in on a 10-year commitment?
Lock in.
I mean, what is up, bro?
I just want to know.
Make sure you call him doctor.
I want to know what Dr. Scott thinks of his programs, like, for real. Not like, oh, you know, this is great. Anybody can say it. Like, what do you really think?
Well, he must have wowed him in the interview process.
Yes.
No, you said that.
People continue.
That was the thing.
People continue to tell me that.
How all in he was, right?
Yes, all in, like Ryan Silverfield. So, anyway, we'll talk to Jeff Calkins about all of that at 1:25.
Very exciting.
Grizzlies. What a night for the Memphis Grizzlies at number 9. They stay put, which is a development sort of in and of itself.
Yes.
And select Purdue center, 7'4", 300-pound, Zach Edey, two-time Naismith College Basketball Player of the Year, first-team All-American, national championship appearer last season.
Yeah.
It ain't his fault they didn't win.
Well, they didn't have any NBA talent around him.
That's exactly right. But they end up going with Zach Edey. Now, before we get into Zach Edey.
Yeah, you're very giddy about this. Go right ahead.
I want to get into the event that led up, though.
Why not?
To the Grizzlies staying
at 9.
Because
what did it feel like beforehand? Yes.
So Jake Fisher, who covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports, and is one of those, like, news guys, right? He posted that it was done. That the Charlotte Hornets and the Memphis Grizzlies had agreed to swap picks at 6 and 9.
Folks' senses were tingling.
He tweeted that. He said it's done. They're swapping. They're trading. Woj was on ESPN and said that the Grizzlies were one of the teams trying to move up.
As Klingon dropped.
I believe he mentioned the Blazers. He mentioned the Grizzlies. Maybe there were some others. I think he might have mentioned maybe another team.
Which, as I said, seemed to add credibility.
Correct.
To Fisher's report.
Jake Fisher quickly then said that...
Working on it, like he kind of changed it, right?
He dialed it back. He said, they're talking, they're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he said, Charlotte has decided to stay put.
And then he went mum on Grizzpick.
Yes. And so it was quite the experience, quite the ride for Grizzlies fans who, obviously, if the Grizzlies were trading to 6, it would have been to select Donovan Klingon.
Clearly.
And so people believed.
Went up going 7.
I mean, just use your brain. They were gonna wind up with Donovan Klingon, which would have been a win, no question about it.
Just a fit in all ways.
As that was the player that everybody sort of agreed in terms of 1A was the best fit, just in terms of his ceiling and things like that. Then you see that there was a pump fake, and it did not occur. The Hornets selected, the international player whose name I can't pronounce. You want to give it a shot?
No, I don't.
Okay,
because we all know exactly who you're talking about.
Right.
The point is that it wasn't just Fisher, though.
Yeah, Woj said Memphis was trying to move up.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we were tingling again to further set the scene for you there.
Well, I mean, and again, the Grizzlies.
We thought it was done.
The Grizzlies had been mentioned how many times?
A bunch.
A million times leading up to the draft.
Two, actually. Yeah. Five and six.
Three even, right?
Three they were even, mentioned. Although I think we had kind of figured the price was going to be too high, dude, by the time it was.
But the Grizzlies were.
And they ended up taking Reed Shepard, who many said was going there anyway.
Yes. But the Grizzlies were a team that was, singled out weeks ago.
All things felt like they were aligning.
Yes. And so, it turns out Jake Fisher was wrong or jumped the gun or whatever the case may be, and no trade was consummated. And the Grizzlies wind up staying at 9, where they did indeed select Zach Edey. Interestingly enough, they had a decision, that many people did not believe they would have, with Dalton Connect available as well.
Sure do.
It was Zach Edey. It was Dalton Connect. It was, I guess you would say Cody Williams. Buzelis was there. Buzelis was a top five projected pick.
Went to my Bulls.
Yeah. So they had far more options than I think they ever would have imagined. And so that's interesting. But they wind up going with the production, with the guy that they believe in his production will translate. He was the most accomplished player in college basketball the last two seasons. I mean, you pick the metric. I don't care what it is. If it's box plus minus, if it's minutes played, if it's points. I mean, you pick the metric you want to use here. And Zach Edey was the best of the best from a numerical standpoint in college basketball. And they also, maybe it wasn't your first choice, but they also addressed their most pressing need, which is center.
Yes.
On a cheap contract, relatively speaking, to what the market might command. And it's like, because you don't know, because Claxton's staying, right? He's not a new big deal.
Yeah.
You never really had traction with Jared Allen. Hartenstein's out of your price range.
Correct.
What are your options going to be, really? And they could still sign a veteran. I mean, they could go get Dayron Sharpe or something, for pennies on the dollar. Who knows?
Yep.
But you address this cheaply, which I assume Jason would also, because everything's linked, right? It would give you a chance to hold on to Luke because you don't have to overspend for a center, for example, I believe.
There's still a chance, yeah, you can, if you want to.
Right.
Again, you're still going to be up against it. I was listening to Harrington this morning on the option of keeping Luke and how up against it you'll be in terms of from a tax range. So if you want to get off of it,
right,
and give yourself a little bit of flexibility, you're going to have to still move off of Luke. So we'll see what happens with that. I'm with you, and I think this is important. I like that they addressed the need, the biggest need at hand with the pick. Yes, you don't get Klingon, okay, but you get the next best guy clearly on the board in terms of center. We can argue with, whether taking him at 9 or moving back, but essentially I think that's why Charlotte didn't make the trade with you. They were scared to lose their guy, and again, who had been rumored to be liked by the Spurs, right? And look, maybe the evidence that the Spurs liked the guy that Charlotte was scared about trading back for was the fact that San Antonio moved off that second round, their first round pick. They ended up trading it to Minnesota. So again, there's all, you go back to the point. You addressed a need. You didn't use the pick on a project. A guy like a Cody Williams that, yes, it a talent and feels like he's got a high ceiling, but at 19 right now, how much is he playing in this rotation? So I'm glad, John, that they addressed the need. You had to come out of this draft with either the rookie big or having used the pick to acquire a veteran center.
Yep.
That's the way I always looked at this draft. They come away with a guy that we know is skilled and that you can plug in day one. Now, what that role looks like in terms of how much he's used, we can go, we'll see. We'll have to see. But you can plug him right in. And I'm so glad that you took that as opposed to a backup point guard or something like that, since, you know, by playoff time,
yes,
it's not going to be helping you anyway, because hopefully John Morant is on the court. You understand
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
Not that
you,
yes, now go get one in the second round, but my point is you address the biggest need with the pick. I like that.
Absolutely.
You stayed with the plan.
Absolutely, and that's kind of what Zach Kleiman alluded to, that, you know, maybe he's being a little more coy than necessary, but basically, and this is exactly what we hoped would happen.
Well, he basically shot down that they tried to move up. Right?
Yeah, he was, called a soft.
Can we believe that all of that was a part of a plan, and that it was always that if we can't get up, we'll take Zach Edey at number 9.
Yes.
We're perfectly happy with that.
Exactly.
And that's the way he can say, I'm telling the truth.
Exactly.
But I do believe, I mean, don't you believe the smoke?
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't just Fisher.
Yeah.
Woj was in on it, too, in terms of
definitely believe it. I think if you're a good general manager.
I mean, Klingon's dropping, bro. There's an opportunity to get a guy that you know is a perfect fit.
Yes.
For today's NBA, and particularly for the game that you play.
Yes. Now, with Klingon, he does have injury history. You know,
I understand that.
So he already has on that on his record. So we would have sort of had the same concerns that we'll get into here in just a minute. I did think that Tennessee fans were going to storm the Capitol, though.
Wasn't that weird? Things I did not expect last night was Tennessee's disappointment in us, in the Memphis Grizzlies franchise.
Like, it's going to be another January 6th at City Hall.
It's unbelievable.
Like, they were really upset that the Grizzlies did not, and it wasn't just the Grizzlies that did not draft him, by the way. It was 9, it was 10, it was 11, it was 12,
17?
13, 14, 15, 16.
Yeah.
A lot of teams were not in on Dr.
Everything I read to try to find out it was the age. And John made a great point off air. Well, everybody knows his age before the draft. But, again, maybe, you know, these guys, all the front offices say they love him. But in the end, they're not going to pull the trigger because of the age.
Yeah, like it's.
I mean, great guys have slipped because of age. Let's be real.
Yeah,
and I think this is a case of that.
Well, and
where Kinnick's going to be a great player,
right?
And particularly in that situation where they can use the shooting.
Well, yeah. So with the Memphis Grizzlies and this pick, I think it is so much about the fit. I don't think you can put Zach Edey in any NBA on any NBA team and say he's going to be an instant impact big. He's going to be a really good player for them. But I do think that is the case with the Memphis Grizzlies, and that's why I love it so much. The ask of Zach Edey is going to be very simple for this team. He's going to be a low-usage, screen-setting, rim-running roller, you know, who patrols the paint and deters shots and eats up space and clears the lane for John Morant, folks. I mean, this whole idea, Jason, like, how do people not watch Grizzlies or college basketball? Because I heard a lot of two things last night. One, the big criticism that I guess people thought they were being super clever with was he won't even cross half court by the time John Morant's on the break. Bro, can somebody tell me how many times Jonas Valanciunas and Steven Adams were across half court?
Fair.
I mean, and
again, a lot of times that Steven Adams is starting that break with an outlet.
Exactly.
Pass.
And Edey can do the same thing.
Well, we'll see. I mean, let's be real. Adams was he was an expert at it. It hasn't been one of Edey's strong.
Right.
But as big as he is, you would figure that's something.
But John Morant's
we're see
not
a lot
waiting
of
on his center.
No.
You know what I mean?
But he will not be running with Ja and scoring in transition in a way that Klingon possibly could have.
No.
Obviously, that's not happening.
Well,
because he doesn't score in transition.
Yeah,
you make a great point. I just wanted to counterbalance it with he's not going to be running with Ja. That part is true.
No.
But neither was Steven Adams.
Yeah, or Jonas back in the day, or whoever.
Which is, a great point to start with.
I think Edey actually.
You're talking about fit.
He helps them in a half-court setting, which is sort of where the Grizzlies do need some help.
1,000%, but you are not slowing down and changing what you do.
Agreed.
To throw the ball into Zach Edey on multiple possessions.
But he gives you a different look. He gives you a different look there.
Well, here's where we go back. Like Steven Adams, I was listening to Brevin Knight on this, and he's absolutely right. Now you can sort of, when you do throw it to Zach Edey, you can move around him. That's what he's used to. You can run offense around him. That's where he's very skilled, obviously, throwing out of double teams, everything else. He's great there. And so I'm back with you there on fit. However, you're not changing your up-and-down style. Right, to slow down, all of a sudden you're grinding it out and you're throwing it in Zach Edey. We know that that's not happening.
Right, exactly.
But can your offense move in the same way that – remember how good Steven Adams was at throwing – once he got the ball at the pass after that from him, set up guys all the time. Zach Edey can do that.
I just think people – I think people are going to love Zach Edey.
Well, now you got to answer the other side, though. Okay, you talked about offensive fit.
Mm.
How about defensively?
Yeah, he's slow-footed.
That's the biggest concern.
And he's only going to be viable
that's his biggest weakness.
In drop coverage. I mean, that's just the truth of it. He's only going to be viable, like, realistically in drop coverage. But he's so big that I think he's going to be fine.
Well, they're going to single him out a lot.
They are. He's going to earn his scars. I mean, he is. He's going to have to do that. But I just think he's such a big dude, and he recovered well enough in college. I mean, look, they played a real schedule at Purdue. Like, they weren't just playing Pat. They played Tennessee twice. Yeah. They played UConn in the national title game.
Right.
I mean, if you want to know how he goes up against NBA-like talent, go look what he did against Klingon. I mean, they played him in the national championship game, and he was amazing.
Right. Block rate's not incredible, frankly, for his size. It's a little low now.
Right.
Let's not argue that he changes still a bunch of shots
Absolutely.
That don't get counted in
Absolutely.
That block rate, right?
Exactly,
I mean, obviously.
Right.
And
yes.
So you do. Here's the other thing, and I was going to see if you were going to hit on it. I mean, it'd be different if, let's just be real, you don't have a Jaren Jackson type beside him. And so much of, let's just be real, kind of hiding Edie on defense, dropping him back, kind of like John said, just making him the rim protector, is having Jaren to roam around him. And so that's why, yes, there are concerns, and yes, there will be times where you can't play him, I think, right? Even with Jaren, whatever else, because they are attacking it. But having the optionality, having that option, right, I do think defensively, because you've got a Jaren,
yep.
there's a way to still do that. And to be effective, because you've got the right guy roaming all around him.
Right.
And frankly, all Edie's got to do is turn around, box out, and rebound.
Yes.
And that we know he can do.
Exactly.
So that's how it can fit. Again, there are going to be situations where you can't play it, but you've got that option.
No doubt. And to me, like, so much of my view of this is contextual with the Grizzlies. You know, my guy on Twitter, Chris, asked a fair question. Yeah, are we going to look up and he's going to play? Is he going to be playing 18 minutes in the playoffs for the Memphis Grizzlies? And to that, I would say, would anybody that the Grizzlies could have drafted at 9 be a guy you'd say for sure would play 18 minutes in the playoffs? And the answer to that is no. You don't know that about Dalton Connect. You don't know that about Cody Williams. You don't know that about Matis Buzelis. You don't know that, right? There's no reason to believe they have any more probability to do that than Zach Edey. And what Edey has over them is actually quite a lot. His college accomplishments, which should not be overlooked. He is as decorated a player as the Grizzlies have ever had from college basketball. He's probably the most. He's the most decorated individual basketball player the Grizzlies have ever had, A. And B, his path is obvious. His path to playing time and impact for the Grizzlies next year, we don't have to break out a Rubik's Cube and try to figure out.
Right.
We don't have to find a place for him, right? If it's Devin Carter, we gotta crunch some numbers. If it's Dalton Connect, like, we got Marcus Smart, you know, is he gonna be off the bench? Like, we gotta crunch some numbers. With Zach Edey, it's just plug and play. And yeah, they may go out and get a veteran center.
Well, the guy that would have done that, you would think, is Klingon too.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, would have
been playing
the same
in the playoffs. You talked about everybody that couldn't do that, right?
But at Klingon, 9, if you could,
no, you're right.
Yeah,
you couldn't get to 6.
You
couldn't get up there.
Like, I'm
but there was a guy that you could have done that.
If that was a real possibility,
yeah,
you know,
it depends. You know,
those two are going to be. You know,
we won't ever know what Charlotte was asking, and we know why. Clearly, we do know they didn't want to move back. It looks like
exactly those two are always going to be compared, right? Like, they played in the national championship game. They were, you know, the first two bigs off the board. So, that's going to be, one of those things. You know, if you could have had him, Klingon versus Edie, you know, Klingon went to our girl Trista. She texted me about it. I said, go watch the national championship game, sis. You'll feel a little different, you know. So I think the Grizzlies did a super shrewd thing. That does not mean that Edie's going to be an amazing basketball player. He's going to be an all-star, but he doesn't have to be that. He just has to be himself. Jason, this man has been doubted every step of the way in his life.
Uh-huh.
When he stepped on the court in IMG, they're like this big, uncoordinated goofball.
Was he a 3-star?
Yeah. He said
Rick Barnes wouldn't even offer.
Rick Barnes wouldn't even offer this guy. You know, and every single year, right? Every single year, he stayed humble. He waited his turn, and he got better.
My
he improved.
Goodness, you what are work? In love with him.
I'm just saying, like, he is a perfect Memphis story. This dude stayed down. He grinded his ass off in college, and every single year, he came back a better basketball player. He used his time behind Travion Williams at Purdue. He took his lumps, and he got better. But when it was his time,
can you hear the passion?
When
now?
It was his time last year, what'd he do? He was the college basketball player of the year. And, oh, by the way, what did he do this year? He did it again. And he took Purdue, which has me and you on the perimeter, to the national championship game.
Just you.
Okay? He took him to the national championship game. And he gave Klingon 37. He gave Klingon 37 of 60.
Well,
they scored 60.
Yeah, we won't be doing that. Maybe in the preseason.
I mean, listen, I think Memphis is going to fall in love with this guy. He has a great attitude. You don't have to worry about whether he loves basketball or wants to be better.
Well, I mean, is that big body going to hold up?
I don't know.
With how much you're going to have him on the floor playing 40 minutes a game, I don't know.
Well, he did that, too.
Love, you're with
he
it.
Did that, too.
He cannot. He will not play for this is a different game.
That man
and
was.
And that is what you. And that is another question
that
about
man.
Zach Edey in terms of how, what role. Are we talking about a starting center that's playing Steven Adams minutes and holding up season after season?
I mean, I'd say 20 to 24 minutes would be ideal, you know?
That's I mean, what so I would far, think. I know the durability. He's played all of his career. I get it, but you do not see guys at his size holding up in the league at this pace for a year-to-year basis. And again, everybody's saying Hasheem Thabeet 2.0. I think that was ridiculous last night on social media. Again, it's one of the reasons why I don't do it anymore. That's a ridiculous comparison.
That's fair.
Again, if you want to take a former big that you'd compare him to, and let's be real, we're comparing bodies here. You know who was good? He's a former Grizzly, Bryant Reeves. I pointed out to John. Look at the body similarity. Look. John, he averaged 20-something points in leading Oklahoma State to a Final Four. Dominant in college. Why? Because of his size, how huge he was. And that's the thing, you know, in terms of from a skill standpoint, I'm not saying they're exactly the same. Edey's way more skilled. But do these types of bodies, I throw Yao Ming in there at his size, do they hold up more than 5 to 6 years? And again, I can hear this because you said it to me running in here. I don't need him to hold up longer than that.
That's right.
You know, this is our window now.
Give me a good four.
I'm just saying, these kind of dudes, you don't, they're dinosaurs.
Right.
You don't see them roaming around in the league year after year. Hell, even Steven Adams. Now, it's 10 years for him.
Right.
But what's happening now? Those knees are breaking down.
Right.
And he ain't carrying around the same weight that this big boy is. And so that's all I'm saying. If you're going to play him, John, like that's why this is never going to be a 35 to 38 minute a game thing for me.
Right.
I don't feel like that's how you're going to get the best out of Zach Edey. If it's in a role like we've talked about and we're still seeing
100%.
Whatever it is, a veteran center or a lot of Jaren and Brandon Clark, I think that's how he holds
absolutely.
Up. But this dude is a dinosaur because these types yes, he's one of one. Because these types of dudes are extinct, bro.
They are.
They are. They don't play in the league anymore. You know, he's like a big old brontosaurus.
That's right, and that's
you know how they move around and they move
the word,
slowly.
The word Dan Devine uses anachronistic.
Well, I need to. My English didn't go that high. What does that mean?
Belonging to a period other than that being portrayed.
Well, that's good. Then it fits with my dinosaur brontosaurus comparison. You know how long and big they were. That's exactly what he is. But they are slow, John.
Can you say that?
They're slow?
Anachronistic. Well.
But you see,
yeah, but no, he's Godzilla, okay?
No, he's not,
bro. He's Godzilla.
No, he's not.
Like, and he's just like
he's not Godzilla. He's a brontosaurus,
bro. That's
very peaceful. Like, was it? It was rare when you saw a fire out of him.
Yeah, oh, it came.
I know we saw it.
Look at Tennessee. Look
but
at the
Godzilla
Tennessee
was all fire, and he's just not interested in trying to move around the buildings. He's just knocking them over. Big brontosaurus is peaceful.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And he's only
Is 40 and 16 against the Tennessee Volunteers peaceful to you?
I'm just talking about, you're talking about fire. Yeah, that's what you sound like a brontosaurus.
No.
That's sort of the sound I'm thinking. Again, these guys are extinct.
Ka-chow!
Godzilla is taking over, bro.
Ka-chow!
This man will be in a caged role. You understand? John Moran is the face
Unleashed
of this thing.
Unleashed Big Zach.
Godzilla takes over your whole franchise.
Unleashed Big
Again,
Zach.
Big Brontosaurus is a better comparison.
No, dude, Brontosaurus
the point
is a plant eater. You got to give me something a little better than that, bro. You got to give me, he's 7'11 wingspan. You got to give me something a little better than a Brontosaurus.
They're long. That's how they dominate. That's how they get everything at the top of the tree, fool.
Okay, well.
You understand that with the neck and everything else?
They're
taller than the other dinosaurs.
Okay.
But they get attacked, and he will be attacked. Godzilla never loses. He's attacked all the time, right? He's never lost. This guy will get attacked in the pick and roll and everything else.
That's true.
And that's what happened when the Brontosaurus. He would get attacked by the T-Rex.
And the Velociraptor.
And most of the time, at that point, it was over.
John Morant is going to come over and make sure that doesn't happen.
We throw the lob up to the top of the tree. Again, but we won't be doing it for 40 minutes. That's
no,
what I
and they're
again,
not going to have to.
What's key here is the optionality. Again, there's still going to be a lot of Jaren Brandon Clark in those situations. I still want to see a veteran center that I'm figuring is going to come in here.
They will.
On
they'll
the
add
cheap.
One. Exactly.
Yes.
They'll add a
and
guy.
And so you've got that as a backup plan.
This
again,
is...
there are more reasons to like this than to try to hate on it.
Right.
Period.
Connor texts me and says that another guy that everybody loved the Grizzlies to draft was Khalil Ware. A, the last thing they need is another big, skinny big next to Jaren. But secondly, 26 and 13 is what Edey gave him.
I need them rebounds all day is what I'm looking most forward to. and particularly the offensive ones.
Yeah, man, he's going to be great.
Because let me tell you this, Jaren Jackson ain't changing his style. He's going to be out there shooting that three. And so you're going to need, that's why you fell to 25th or whatever it was in rebounding last year. You're going to need somebody in there cleaning the boards, and that's what this big boy
and that's what
do.
Zach's going to do, man.
Yeah, but them days of throwing it into you and the whole offense revolves around, no.
He'll have to learn how to impact the game in a different way.
No question.
But I don't think he wanted to be that.
I like having the option. You need it in a big West where there are bigs all over the place.
Exactly.
You know, look at Minnesota. Hell, Denver, just with the one man itself.
Exactly.
But then everybody, Dallas with the two bigs, and particularly with the way they used
it. Tell me who Denver drafted last night.
And you had to get big.
Tell me what they did. They traded up to draft a center.
You had to get big in the West.
They traded back, and they traded in the first round for Daron Holmes.
There's nobody bigger than Zach Edey.
There's no one bigger.
It's just another reason. There's more reasons to like it than to try to, you know, tell us, oh, this is the wrong guy. No, it's the right guy for right now.
Yeah.
And particularly when, again, we're assuming you could not get up to get Klingon.
Exactly.
Although it looks like you tried. That's the part of with Kleiman. You know, you're going to say what he said. You'll stick to your truth.
I'm a fan of it. I think Memphis will fall in love with the guy once he takes the court.
Well, your kids will, too. I mean, come on. I mean, he's going to sell merch because the babies fall in love with Giants. To you, Godzilla.
That's right.
To me, the big peaceful Brontosaurus.
I just don't think there's anything peaceful about 37-10 against Clint Kong.
But he ain't doing that here. You 37-10
understand
against
that. Clint Kong. No, he's not going to do
he
that.
I want that rebounding number
saying,
if we
he
can
does
get
have
it,
the ability and the edge. He's got it.
Oh, I love his always.
Because he's
going to throw a hook shot on you, do
he's
everything.
Heard the doubt, bro. He's heard all his life that he's too tall.
You love his
he's
story.
He's too slow.
My gosh.
I think it shapes who we are, right?
Well, I didn't hear this kind of passion on you about his story before the draft.
I didn't think the Grizzlies were going to actually do it.
You must have read more on him last night.
Well, I remember getting to the tournament. Right when he was, I mean, like Purdue was amazing in the NCAA tournament. Like their run, like they were killing everybody.
I mean, we were all watching. He was dominant. Nobody slowed him down.
So it was enchanting, really.
Big Country was cold too.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you tell me right now he's going to put up Big Country numbers, I'll take it.
Yeah, Big Country early on would put up numbers with the Grizzlies.
He averaged like 12-7.
But then that he got overweight.
Yeah, well, Edey won't.
And for Big Yao, it was the feet.
Right, the feet. Yeah,
he lasted seven seasons.
Again, give me anywhere between 6 and 7. I'm good, bro. You've done your job, Brontosaurus man. You've done your job.
No, yeah. Yours was better. Do it again. That was not Godzilla. You did a Brontosaurus. Let's hear what. Just do what you did again. Don't try to shame me.
I don't know. I don't remember what
you
I did.
Can't even
I did
do
like
it.
I did like multiple ones. Cacao. I don't know.
Yeah, you'd be good on an improv show, bro. What was that one they did out of England?
Whose line is it anyway?
You need to go on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our show is improv.
You are.
Our whole show is improv, basically. Like, we know who our guests are going to be. Like, Drew Hill when we get back.
That's Edey.
I don't know. See, you got him messed up, bro. He ain't that slow. You're like the Brontosaurus, like, turns around after the asteroid hits. It's too late. Like, he's got awareness, bro. He can make reads. You know, he's dinosaurs were dumb. That's the other thing. They were not smart animals. Or whatever they
you
were.
You compare to Godzilla. Godzilla wasn't smart.
Godzilla was smart enough. He evolution where he could breathe fire and nobody could ever take him down.
Brontosaurus smart enough to get away from that T-Rex.
I guess. I don't know. I have to read up on that.
Yeah, do it.
But my bottom line, I think this is an A for the Grizzlies. I think it's an A.
Calm down.
That's my grade.
I'm with you, but calm down a little bit.
A.
Let's see how long he can.
He's going to be.
How long we can keep him out there?
He's going to be a fan favorite, except for the Tennessee fans who are currently in Nancy Pelosi's office.
They had to get over it because Connect dropped it so far.
Yes,
so they had to get over it quickly.
They have not yet, but they'll have to.
Now we're one of you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Wes Rucker.
That's ridiculous.
Wes Rucker said that the Grizzlies peed on the entire state of Tennessee, as if there was some obligation.
Unbelievable.
Like, what are we doing?
We're never one of you. We're never in the same state.
They not like us.
You never
they
acknowledge
not like us.
Exactly.
They not like us.
But then last night it was the whole state.
Man, exactly.
Stop.
Go celebrate y'all's baseball, man. Get away.
Vitello.
Exactly.
There you go. Go drink some more Gatorade.
Exactly. All right,
special.
We'll come back. Drew Hill's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the Edey pick, on the trade that never happened, and what Zach Kleiman had to say. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
A peaceful trip to dinner, gathering with friends for coffee or brunch. If you're looking to meet your neighbors, an evening cruise by on a new EasyGo may just do the trick. With EasyGo, time spent with friends or meeting new people can be as simple as the turning of a key. Stop by Ben Nelson Golf and Outdoor in Memphis and check out their vast selection of EasyGo golf carts. Sometimes it's not the destination, but the journey.
It's Rob Joyner and James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring-summer sport coats, and if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Bettinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I feel occasional burning and stabbing in my hands as I age.
I sometimes feel numbness and tingling in my feet as I get older.
It's starting to get in the way of doing what I love.
At Nervive, we hear you, and we can help. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use.
Now that I know, I'm taking control.
Try Nervive Nerve Relief and say yes to healthy nerves.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My 3 boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE780169, MSRP 21820, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month. $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month. $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime. KiaMountMoriah.com.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouthwatering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties or buy two, get two free with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 89.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples store has hot deals on everything from technology to print and marketing services. Save more with the new Easy Rewards program.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. He wrote today that, quote, "This is the worst draft pick I have ever seen in my time covering the NBA. I give it a C," end quote. He joins us now. Hello, Drew.
Stop it.
Doesn't that make you uncomfortable?
Oh, sorry. That was Kristen Peek. My apologies. That was not Drew Hill.
Fun night last night. Certainly something that I guess was on the radar a little bit because Edie had said that the Grizzlies were interested in him.
He did.
But
to you.
To me, yes, but did not exactly go the way that we all thought. I mean, I really thought that if Klingon got to five or six, that it was going to happen and that the trade was going to get done. But I also wrote last week, has the price on Klingon gotten a little bit too high? And I wonder if it did. And here you are with Zach Edey, who I think is a little polarizing. I think that is fair to say. And even Zach Kleiman acknowledged it. But what I would say to people about that is, like, you know, this is a guy that theoretically does fit what you need. It's a player that was extremely beloved basically every place that he's been. So I think if you are a Grizzlies fan, I think you owe him the opportunity to, you know, like, put it this way. Zach Edey said he likes Memphis, right? So Memphis fans should at least give him the opportunity to show why you should like him back. You know, like, give the guy a chance. I think that the pick in the end made a lot of sense. Whether or not you could have moved back to get him, I think, is in question. But to add a big man to try to fix your front court, I think the Grizzlies addressed a pretty big need, and it's hard to find a lot of fault in taking a two-time National Player of the Year.
Yeah, like, I obviously, you know, in my sort of, I don't know, it's not my day job, it's more my night job with Field of 68, I watch a lot of college basketball, right? And so the struggle for me is, I mean, it was just undeniable how much better Zach Edey was than anybody else in the front court in college basketball. I mean, everybody watched the tournament at the very least, right? So they saw what he did against Tennessee and those big men. It was Adu, Iwaka, my God. I mean, Rick Barnes was over there looking like he didn't know what the hell to do. And then, of course, in the national championship game, yes, they lost, but that was not because of Zach Edey. Zach Edey did everything he could humanly do to try to keep them in that game. So the struggle for me is how do we sort of separate his colored, you know, decorated, amazing college basketball career and what he was able to do there. And how do we separate it from what he's going to be asked to do in the league? And I do think that's a fair, because it's going to be very different for him. Not just the talent, but honestly his role. You know, how do you sort of begin to parse through that?
Yeah, it is going to be a much different role. He's going to be asked to screen a lot more, I think, than he did at Purdue. I think part of his story is his development, right? He didn't play basketball until probably after any of these guys in the draft started playing basketball. Like, he grew up playing baseball and hockey and got to basketball late and really improved every year from when he was not even on the main team at IMG Academy to becoming a two-time National Player of the Year and then eventually a top 10 draft pick. It is encouraging to me that everywhere he has gone, he has found a way to fit and get better. So when you try to dissect what he would be doing for the Grizzlies, yes, it may not match exactly what he has done in college, but at least he has a track record of getting better and showing that he can make himself fit and he can make himself a useful player. I think that is definitely noteworthy when it comes to Zach Edey. I do think that the playing style is interesting, like whether or not he has the foot speed to really play in an up-tempo offense with Ja and some of those other guys, I think is a fair question. But Steven Adams wasn't exactly fleet of foot either, and we saw what kind of impact he could have on the Memphis Grizzlies. So, yeah, it's going to be different. I mean, when you look at shooting, like as a free throw shooter, I think Edey's going to be better than what Steven Adams brought. As a rebounder, I mean, Steven Adams was the best offensive rebounder in the league. Is Zach Edey going to step on the floor and immediately be that? I mean, I think that would be quite the projection. But he still projects to be a good offensive rebounder, so he helps replace in that aspect as well. And then defensively, like, it's those guys' job to swallow up space so that Jaren can roam. And I do think he will have the ability to do that as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a different role, but I don't think it's a role that is impossible for him to fill. He's not going to be just posting up all the time, but to have the ability to post him up, I think, is valuable. This is something that Zach Kleiman talked about last night. It's like, if Zach Edey's on the block with his hand in the air, somebody's got to be guarding him, right? Like, he's a threat to score the ball every single time he touches it down there. Well, that gives Memphis options, especially in the half court, which is where you have struggled. So I think to Zach's point, it does make a lot of sense. And yes, it will be very different, but it's nothing that Zach can't do. And I think Zach also brings different elements to the table that Steven Adams did not bring, theoretically, that should help Memphis.
You mentioned, you know, the possibility we were all thinking was real there for a minute of moving up to five or six, and particularly focusing on six with Charlotte real quick. And we got more Zach Edey questions, but we had mentioned, I want to go back real quick to what you had mentioned and the possibility of moving up to get Klingon. How much of it, Drew, do we think, and you had written about it, was priced too high to move up with Klingon dropping? And then how much of it, because I'd heard it discussed this morning, was listening to Harrington a little bit, and I want to hear what you think. It was the guy Charlotte drafted that John and I have been too cowardly to even the French power forward that John and I have been too cowardly to even try to pronounce his name. They were scared that if they did drop back, they would lose him, and that the evidence of that to the Spurs, and that the evidence of that in some ways was the Spurs moving off their second first round pick. Are you subscribing to all that, and how much did that factor in, you think?
Yeah, I think that all of that definitely did factor in. I think that the fact that you had Zach Edey, you had Zach Edey sitting there as an option too, yep, is a factor, because if you don't view it as a huge gap between Klingon and Edey, then
right,
I do think that, you know, it is, it, you don't want to be overly aggressive.
There's a price, right? Exactly. There's a ceiling on what you'll pay, right? With
exactly. So I do think that they were trying to get deals done. I mean, listen, I'm not going to hide it. I can't really hide it. Like, Klingon was the guy who I thought was going to be the best fit for this team from the beginning. He was on every list. I was writing about him like way back during the season before the Grizzly season had even concluded. I had heard whispers that that could be a player that they would be interested in. There were connections there that I thought would make him a player of interest. So in the end, I thought they were going to get a deal done, but in the end, you might be right. Chris might be right. Whatever he's, you know, theorized this morning, I didn't get the chance to listen to him about whether or not Charlotte and Detroit just were too afraid that their guys were not going to be there. Two interesting picks, though.
Like, very much
definitely
so.
Definitely interesting yeah. picks there. Not what I was expecting.
Well, at first I was mad. Real quick, John, I know you got more.
No, no, no.
At first I was mad, right? I was like, yeah, see, this is, especially with Charlotte, this is evidence that they were prepared to drop back because nobody had. How do you pronounce his name, Drew? Because you've been looking at you've been studying the draft.
I have no idea.
You're this, okay,
Jason.
Then you're right. That you're right there with it. But at first I'm mad, right? And then I'll just be honest. I mean, listening to Harrington and the fact that, you know, he pointed out there had been reporting that San Antonio, which obviously is sitting right there and can take him, had been interested in him. So, you know, that makes a lot of sense on, you know, why Charlotte would have held such a high premium on someone moving up if they thought the Spurs were going to take him, and why you end up there. So I kind of changed my thinking on that. I can't blame the you know what I'm saying? If anybody was going to come here with blame, they say, well, you should have gone all in. Whatever you got to do, because Klingon's the perfect fit. Well, you got to look at the fact that Charlotte probably thought their guy was going to be gone to – maybe to San Antonio. That's certainly plausible.
Well, that, and I was just never high about giving up
a ton
playable assets
I'm
in
with
the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, if you're having to give up real players to move up mm-hmm. to add somebody like to Klingon, that's when I probably would have drawn the line. Future draft picks, I think, you know, I think it was rumored at one point that it was maybe as many as three. Well, if three isn't enough, then how the heck do you expect mm-hmm. to get up there? Like, you're yeah. not going to spend that much on draft capital for the difference
completely
between Klingon and Edie, unless you really think that Edie's not going to be good and
right.
Klingon is going to be some sort of monster.
Speaking of monsters, I see more of Godzilla. Jason sees more of a Brontosaurus. You know, is the truth somewhere in the middle with Zach Edie here?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think it's I think I lean you can't really go. You're going Godzilla because of the Kling Kong reference. Is that why you're going?
Well, I mean, 40-16 against Tennessee. What do you think the Tobe Awaka and Jonas Adu would have said? Do you think they would have? What do you think they would have compared him to? I mean, he was an absolute demon. He was a demon.
Yeah, well, that's true. I go a little bit more Brontosaurus. I think, you know. I don't know.
But Brontosaurus is aren't.
Thank you, Drew.
Do you think Brontosaurus is going to have double doubles in the NBA?
Of course they
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Of course,
on some
are.
Nights.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, that's fine.
There's just nothing as long as them, John. There's nothing.
I'm trying my hardest to think of something else, and I'm striking out.
It's just the right one, Drew. That's all it is. Just think of yourself on the side of right as opposed to wrong.
There's a dinosaur called a Quetzalcoatlus.
See, you're trying to get all fancy.
Largest wingspan, and
nobody knows what
history.
The hell that is. Okay,
dinosaurs were birds,
Drew. It's the body holding up. Right, over years. And John told me, well, I don't care. You know, if he plays six seasons like Big Country did, Bryant Reeves, and listen, Bryant Reeves was effective early on. But if we're comparing bodies, right, he only held up 6 years. I mean, Yao Ming held up seven. I'm just how and John said, well, it doesn't matter because right now you need to win now and Zach Edey fits. And John's right about that. But just in terms of lasting, right, a 10-year career with this kind of body, how realistic is it?
I think it's realistic if you go based on his track record. I mean, he's played a remarkable amount of games for a guy that is of that size.
Yep.
You know, he's not having a career like LeBron. You know, he's not likely to be playing 20 years in the league, 15 years in the league. I mean, I think that would be a little bit of a stretch. But, I mean, again, if you want to compare him to Klingon, Klingon's a guy with an injury history.
No, it's true.
You know?
That part is
he's
true.
He's a guy who has, yep. who's had a foot injury. And, like, I think with Edie, he has proven it. I think he only missed two games in college, which is astounding. And I I think from that standpoint, that was another thing that the Grizzlies had to consider and maybe also had a factor in the trade up or not trade up. I want to ask you guys this because I've been thinking about it this morning because I thought that Zach Kleiman, obviously, he was a little coy in the answer about this played out exactly how we wanted it to after the draft. Now, you had guys like Woj reporting that they were trying to trade up
right.
for Kleiman, right?
Right?
Woj is not getting things wrong.
Right.
So I do think that potentially those conversations were to be had. I mean, if Zach were defending what he was saying, he may say, well, we wanted people to think we wanted Kleiman because we actually wanted Edie. But I'm trying to make sense of that. I'm trying to find a reason that that would be the case, why they would want that to be the case. And I'm not exactly sure. So I'm curious what you two made of those comments afterward. I didn't get the chance to listen to the first segment.
I mean, again, the deal was that you had the plausible deniability, right? Like, you know, you could say, well, if we stayed, this was the plan.
That's the key.
So, which I believe, by the way. I believe that 100%. They weren't going to get Kleiman at 9.
We're going to be fine with taking Edie at 9.
No doubt.
If it comes to that.
And
that was always the plan.
Exactly. Like any good executive, you make calls, you try to be aggressive, you know, you see what makes sense.
And you did.
And you did.
I believe Woj.
And it's not like the Grizzlies have like a ton of amazing, intoxicating assets that, you know, they can in terms of players that they can offer, that they would offer, you know. So you say, okay, we can't get a deal. We know Edie's not going before 9, so we'll sit tight and we'll take our 1B. And we'll live with that because he'll do the same exact things that we wanted Kleiman to do for us. So that's
like Drew said, the difference between the two is not enough to pay the high price of going up, the way Drew put it. Yep.
At this point, it's a little bit of semantics, anyways, right? It's just interesting. I don't think we'll ever know the truth there, and no one owes it to us, so it's fine. Like I'm content with that. That's totally fine. But it was a fascinating way that it played out last night for sure. I mean, the other thing that's a little bit of a bummer here, and I'm not nothing is set. So like this is just a theoretical, but Zach Edey is on the Canadian national team training camp roster that could be going to the Olympics. And that camp begins on Friday, which is typically the day that the Grizzlies bring in their draft prospects.
Mm-hmm.
So we may not see Zach Edey for a while, potentially, depending on how that plays out, unless they can work something out. I'm sure they're doing that right now as we speak. So again, this is all just up in the air at this moment. And the other thing is, I mean, if he's going to Paris, he's not going to be playing on the Summer League team. Which is pretty disappointing, I think, for Grizzlies fans. It's fine. I mean, we'll get the chance to watch him play in the Olympics. But at the FIBA World Cup last year, he was playing in like 3 minutes a game. So not really much of an opportunity there. So that would be a little bit of a bummer if that happens. But I don't view that as a massive deal.
Me either.
Do you guys think about
that? I'm with you. I could spin it positive and just tell you he doesn't need to be playing against those summer league guys,
exactly.
Right? And frankly, what you're going to be doing is
you only play him one game anyway.
And especially like you said, if you're not paying, you know, if he's playing sparingly in internet, you know, in the Olympics or whatever else, then that fear of they're going to overuse him or he gets injured. No, I'm actually fine with him coming in here healthy in the preseason. You know, I think you can spin that positive. That you haven't added anything to his plate necessarily in terms of right huge responsibility.
I would agree.
Keep the risk low is what I'm saying. I guess keep the risk low.
Yes, it's just nice to be able to see our new players.
I would. Yeah, it's a bummer for Grizzly.
But in terms of like what would be more important for him and his development, I mean, I think I'd rather him play with the pros, you know, and against pros, like real ones.
And then what if he got rolled up on by some of them scrubs?
Yeah.
How would you feel then? You know what I'm saying?
Go get practice in with Shea and Dylan Brooks and you know, Lou Dort and all those guys in the Olympics.
But you don't think they didn't play him much, Drew? See, I wasn't aware of that. When he does play with them, they don't use him. See, I didn't know that. That's interesting to me.
I think he played in 16 minutes in one game at the FIBA World Cup. And then the rest of the game, he maxed out at like just 2 or 3 minutes. He averaged 3 points and just over one rebound. The team has, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, the other bigs that are on that roster. And the only one that's like coming
Kelly
out
Olynyk. Olynyk is the guy, right? Yeah. So that was the name that came to mind for me, too.
So I don't know if he would actually make that team or not.
He'll camp, make it. He'll make it for sure.
That camp ends just before – you would think he would, right?
Yeah,
so, but that camp ends just before summer league. So who knows? Maybe he determines, you know, I want to play and I'd rather play in summer league and so than sit the bench in the Olympics. But you never know when Olympic opportunities are going
to
come around.
Right. You got
to,
so I think you got to do that.
Yeah. There, you should do it.
And I like what John said. You're still training with your, you know, with pros, with some pretty darn good Canadian pros. So
I wonder what Dylan Brooks would have to tell him about Memphis.
It wouldn't be good.
I would say
he'll say clown show.
And I would say whatever you hear, whatever you hear from Dylan, ignore it.
Exactly. He will have been briefed on Dylan. Right.
Yeah.
You would hope.
Yeah. I mean, like he'll be on the Olympic roster because he was, you know, again, like the World Cup, even though he didn't play. Like if you do camp, like they're just gonna keep you. You know what I mean? And it ain't like Canada had a bunch of bigs that opted out. That's their front court.
But you were gonna be at
Dwight
summer.
Powell.
You're going to summer league though, right, Drew? So that is a bit of a bummer. We won't have his big tail out there.
Well, that's the plan. Awesome. But I mean, plans can change.
I hear you,
and I don't want to commit to anything.
Okay.
But plans can change. We will see.